Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Only got a couple of days left in early voting through yesterday in Dallas County alone. More than 36% of registered voters had already cast their ballots. And we mentioned Dallas County because at the state level, this is an important race in the state House of Representatives. The Democrats are challenging the only House Republicans left, Angie Chen Button in the 112th, that's in Collin County, and Morgan Meyer in the 108th district in North Dallas. Meyer's challenger, Democrat Elizabeth Ginsburg, and she joins us now on KRLT. And we want to mention, before we even get started, we have reached out to Morgan Meyer's campaign. We have not yet heard back. If we do, we'll get him on as well. But Elizabeth Ginsburg is with us right now. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. I'm happy to be on today. Thank you.
I'm interested. I've been looking forward to this conversation because this is my district. You ran against Morgan Meyer 2 years ago. He'd lost by about 11,000 votes. So yeah. By my math, that means you've got to change 5,500 people's minds. What made you want to do it again?
I'll tell you what. Turnout in a presidential year is an entirely different matter. This district is also finally seeing the real results of some of the disastrous votes that Representative Meyer took in the 2021 legislative session, in particular when he worked to ban abortions in Texas with absolutely no exceptions. When I ran in 2022, those laws had just become effective, and what was the impact on people's lives at that point? I don't think people fully appreciated that this wasn't something you could buy your way out of or that you could escape from, that this affected every Texan. And so the people in this district are seeing his disastrous policies. He also voted to ban school vouchers in this last legislative. He voted in support of school vouchers in this last legislative session. And this district loves its public schools more than anything. And I think that the consequences of these two disastrous votes, the chickens have come home to roost. People are understanding that this deeply affects their everyday lives.
You know, the governor is really big on school choice, school vouchers. That's going to be a big issue in the upcoming legislative session. So talk a little bit about your stance on this whole thing.
Sure. I believe school vouchers are an absolute disaster for our Texas public schools. I don't think there's anything our state does that's more important than fully funding our Texas public schools. And school vouchers, the Republicans have spent almost 30 years working to destroy our schools, and now they're trying to come in and privatize them. They held funding hostage, which means we haven't had an increase in school funding since 2019. School vouchers essentially give money to individuals to pay for private schools with no accountability. That, to me, that's the real issue here that I think cuts across party lines. The fact of the matter is we all believe that taxpayer dollars should be spent with accountability. And in the school voucher system that's been proposed, there's no accountability for how the dollars are spent or what kind of results we're getting. Taxpayers don't like that. In other states, we've seen that school vouchers result in private school tuition going up and taxes ultimately going up. In Arizona, we're seeing a $1.5 billion deficit. This happened shortly after vouchers were passed in that state. That's not the kind of policy Texans want. Texans love their public schools, and we need to commit to working to create the best public schools in the nation, not defunding them and handing out money to folks who've already made the decision that their kids are going to private schools.
What are you seeing, what are you sensing, I guess I should say, on the ground as you talk to voters? What are the differences between now and 2 years ago?
So again, I believe people are seeing the consequences of these disastrous, extremist policies that have been coming out of the Texas legislature. And many people believed that Representative Meyer would, you know, he was elected saying, well, he's one of those moderate ones, he's okay. But the fact of the matter is that may have been who he was when he was elected 10 years ago, but his votes have consistently gone further and further and further to the extremes. And he's a dependable vote for them on their biggest policies that are the most disastrous for Texans, be it taking away women's reproductive freedom to the issues related to school vouchers.
Good enough. Well, listen, we appreciate the time. Elizabeth, thank you so much. Elizabeth Ginsburg, she's the Democrat, challenging Morgan Meyer in State District 108, the 108th district in the Texas legislature. Lost to him 2 years ago. And this is the rematch. Once again, I want to let you know we've reached out to Morgan Meyer's campaign. We've not yet heard back. If we do, we'll get him on as well.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.